we go with a special live audio commentary edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo. X-Pac, 1994.
X-Pac, kayfabe commentaries. X-Pac is going to talk about 1994.
So, I already said that.
What?
When? I don't know. Sometime.
Huh. Could you make it more clear next time?
Can you guys hear that? That's the music. It'll be loud, but it won't be as loud when they're talking.
Is this loud enough for you guys?
But yeah. I didn't know we were watching Chariots of Fire. I thought we were watching Timeline History of 1994. As told by Sean Waltman.
White House, the Dallas Cowboys, and Buffalo Bills. I will show no partiality. We're headed to Super Bowl 28, which Dallas won. Hero by Mariah Carey is topping the charts. The average American household salary.
Nick Cannon was 4.
And still probably working for Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Maybe the kid, but he was making some very powerful friends. And will begin this year.
Well, see, what I'm actually curious is, when was this film?
Can we say wrestling superstar?
Say whatever you want.
Can we say wrestling political superstar as well?
Send of course you can.
And Sean Waltman. He's going to take us back.
So when do you think? Like, you think it was filmed after Royal Rumble, though?
I think so.
So it'll be interesting to see how much he's shaking.
Yeah.
Because when we saw him at Royal Rumble at the
shaking, yeah.
Pianos, kid is shaking bad. And even here, he does look like he's shaking.
Kid and Jannetty win the tag titles. Kid and the Quebecers. Quebecers, Pete Marty.
That was it? That's all he had to say on that?
About Marty?
About all of that. Yeah, he was good.
This is a 1 week.
I hope it gets better than this.
Yeah.
How was this proposed?
Well, 94 was his match against Brett.
That's true. That's true. I don't want to hear about Sean Waltman in 1994. I want to hear about the wrestling in 1994.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no WCW we'll hear about, unfortunately.
The thing is that this is the first event of 94.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
It involves him, right?
Yeah.
And he was taking into consideration the fact that he might be incarcerated. So he brought...
Who's he talking about? Marty? Oh, Marty Jannetty.
I assume.
Marty Jannetty.
He was going to jail for, extended length of time. So this one was... This was a Jerry Jarrett idea, according to Jerry.
just to kind of try you guys out.
Jerry thought he saw something in us, and it was something that he got behind, an idea that he got behind, coming in, and it worked. I mean, it wasn't to me. It didn't take a genius to figure out it worked, But
what could I see in this Jerry Jarrett that he gave you guys 1 week?
I don't know about the 1 week thing. I don't get that part. And we lose the titles. And so the last match, we lost them. Wasn't the main event, but it was the last match that night at the Garden. So we maybe people go home.
You definitely weren't the main event at the Garden.
Last match.
Yeah.
It's 94. They could have made it at the Garden.
Actually, that's possible. Yeah, good point. Tag title still meant a little something.
Not really.
Nothing else did.
There was no,
Diesel was champion. Wasn't he?
Yeah.
No, Yoko.
94, yeah, it was Yoko, yeah.
Owen Hart won a Royal Rumble match in Madison Square. But Owen Hart is a winner of a Royal Rumble.
No idea.
Jerry went a lot, and just, the guy wasn't used to doing it, and ended up doing some damage to my medial collateral ligament. And,
he's able to say that. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Injured a knee before, so when I went
he looks sober.
That was an odd.
I mean, I'm sure he's not.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say. He's not really shaking either.
It's a little bit there, but it's not too bad.
Tony Tom Ludwig Borg was hurt that night, too. So we both.
During that night or already hurt?
On the way to the hospital.
Said that night.
We got two ambulances because Ivan Putski commandeered the other one. He figured it was more important that he get a ride back to the.
this is the kickoff now. Now, a couple of weeks later, the actual Royal Rumble, kickoff of Brett and Owen feud.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. Owen won the Royal Rumble in Madison Square in '94 here.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't even Owen, really.
This was before he was, yeah, he wasn't getting his whole full track.
Didn't have the Mania match.
Yeah.
Is this someone that you thought could run?
Yeah, but I think, I don't
think. Now, he looks fucked up, but not, yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
For workers or fans?
Maybe the workers.
Because the criticism was that.
Maybe Owen wasn't, you know, the enough star or whatever. But, you know, I mean, obviously he was.
Well, not yet.
Enough popularity or skills?
Skills, and, you know, not so much popularity, but at that point he turned heel anyway, so you don't got to worry as much about getting cheered. You know, it's a lot less stress, man, when you're a fucking heel. Well, especially when you're coming.
Unless you get an X-Pac pop.
An X-Pac with two F-bombs.
Yeah, two. He's a long way to go from Kevin Nash. But what the hell? We'll keep track.
Yeah.
Kevin Nash was at 700, wasn't he?
742, I believe. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I believe Kevin Nash was at 93,173. 75 if you include Nash and Sean Oliver.
That's right, that's right. And all of this, have you ever heard Sean Oliver dropping that phone?
No.
I just think there was a lot of uncertainties as far as business goes at that time. Business was soft. You know, I mean, we can look back with fond memories on this stuff, but, you know, trucking on the road at that time and getting the draw, there's no fucking money out of your pay when you're checking the mail. So, I mean, it was...
That's three.
You know, I mean, it was, we might have been the big time, but we were still struggling.
Yeah, 94, the business wasn't on fire.
Here we go, February, January, okay, so... Oh, Yoko, right. The cast.
So I remember watching that and thinking it was cool, but honest to God, when you hear that story about Undertaker, angle with Yokozuna, you go, explains why they weren't on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of...
It was pushed for back then, stretch, but, like, you know, it was WWF, and, you know... I think that was okay. It was the whole, you know, Papa Shango and the Ultimate Warrior spewing up shit and, you know...
What year was that?
That was
92. 92, yeah.
If this is when Mark was taking time off for a baby, is that the...
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Gunner was already born at that time, I think.
Okay. His kid's name's Gunner?
Gunner.
Oh, fucking A.
He was working too.
I wonder if that's, that's probably one of the reasons they called Gunner DNA.
Well, the Alvarez now making fun of the name Gunner is even better.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I like that Oliver called him Mark, though, because I'm sure he knows him.
Yeah. Co-winners.
The Royal Rumble match.
Well, if he met him during 2002, he could call him Mark.
That's true. I wonder what Oliver is doing in 2002. Would you like fries with that? Which is probably what he does in between these.
You know, the aircraft carrier.
Oh, yeah, Tenryu Kabuki.
It was a good, honest effort. I'll say that. You know, and it was just it just wasn't left.
That was already 93, though. But
that's true, yeah.
Why now?
There was still the... Well, here was the deal. They were still, you know, Vince was still, you know, Luger. They want to show Luger. Meanwhile, the people were saying something different. They wanted Brett.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Luger, even. Yeah. I remember coming back from the ring after they had like a six-man or a tag match or something, and it was Brett and Luger on the same team. And, you know, Brett does his wah-wah-wah-wah, you know, entrance, and he never did. You never see me go to the corners, like, everybody obligatory goes to the corners, right? I never did that, because I remember Brett telling me I never does that, and he always just went to the middle of the ropes, right? Raised a hand. It was different. Nobody else, you know, everybody else going to the fucking corners, but,
to the stage, right.
The corner,
yeah,
know,
he's right. Everybody's going to the corner still, climbing the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
And even when like, the crowd. When we come back, you know, people have spoken, you know?
Wow.
And, you know, that was when, you know, the title was given to, the championship was given to Brett instead of Lex.
I'm just checking me.
Couldn't see the light from here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Oh, yeah, it's on. It's on. What was they said about
Diesel?
Safe to say the
oh, when he. Yeah. That was the beginning of the push, right?
Yeah.
When he destroyed. How many people he threw out? Like 8?
Yeah, 7 men in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But I think he threw out like 11 or something.
That's like Mason Ryan impressive.
That is. They should push Mason Ryan.
They are in NXT.
Out the door.
Because I had some of his first matches, and they were really some nut mixers, man.
Well, that time as Oz didn't.
Oh, fuck me.
So, okay, well, that's pretty bad. So now is
anyone going? Kevin, you aren't good yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah. Yeah. The smart ones.
What'd he say?
You fucking, the people tell you, you know, like, I don't understand what? Sometimes, you know.
Talking about no dash isn't any good.
Oh, yeah. Trying to, like, program the people, what they're the ones that tell us what they want, you know? And if you just, like, tell them what they want, like, it's...
Too bad he's such a fuck-up, because he does have a good mind for wrestling,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Instead of trying to shove something down somebody's fucking throat.
Well, that's Vince's tactic. This guy can go as far as Kevin did at this point.
Well, within the card, within the card, you know.
Sparky plug.
I just remember I was just a quiet guy, you know, and I had known of them, you know, just because back.
Where did he wrestle before?
Smoky Mountain.
As, what was the name of the character? What kind of character do you have?
It's like Hollywood Bob Holly or something.
Okay. Bodacious Bob?
Yeah, Bombastic.
Bombastic, yeah.
It was Bombastic it was Bart. Bombastic Bart and Bodacious
Bob.
The ratings were... Shit, people used to buck with me a lot when I first got there, you know? Like, I remember coming in one time, quoting the fucking rating, 3-2 rating we got, you know? Then I was the 3-2 kid for a while.
So back then,
maybe
you didn't pay attention to the
number. No, man. I remember being like one of the first guys to ever bring up. Me and Scott, our return match after 6 weeks.
Well, we may have just given birth to that 3-2 kid thing, but careful, what comes out of
more
here.
Like the 3-16. No, 4-20.
Yeah,
the 4-20
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, 4-20.
A reputation as being a guy who won.
Hard-ass. That was like when I left and came back, he was that Bob Holly.
Not coming in.
No, he was Mark Love Bob Hollywood when we were teaming and all
he
that.
He really was
he
the most vanilla.
Yeah.
You know.
But him as a man.
Babyface, babyface.
Yeah, was
Bob Holly was.
Oh.
Yeah, he was Thurman Sparky Plug. He was like
in the, ring to work with.
The smilingest.
Awful.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you asked him, like, we enjoyed working with each other, you know, in singles matches. You know, I remember they put us on. You know, for our second, like over in Europe, and then just. You know,
when did they win the tag titles together? Didn't they win the tag titles?
Rumble 95. When they beat Bam Bam at Tatanka. That was when the Lawrence Taylor thing happened right after. And then they lost the Smoking Guns the next night on Raw.
And then when did Kid turn heel?
Late 95.
He just dropped 3 F-bombs in like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
He's at 13.
Yeah.
He may do it. We may have a competitor.
Marty Jannetty fired in Europe.
I don't remember why they fired him. I wasn't there, I don't think.
Well, this is his fourth time being fired. It wouldn't be his last. Why?
He's fucking his face.
Why does Marty resurface all the time throughout
talent?
He is good. That's the thing, right?
Because no matter what you say about Marty Jannetty, back then, no matter what, you were always going to have a great match out of him. Even if he just woke up from under the fuck, he could be sleeping under the table 10 minutes prior. Fucking boots not even laced all the way up. I mean, seriously, like, I used to sit and watch him, like, I mean, are you fucking ribbing me? Like, he'd be lacing his boots up and missing, like, 4 fucking, you know, eyelets at a time. Like, I don't even need ankle support. Of course, look at his ankles now. You know,
but that go to work, right?
Okay.
That's why they continue.
Absolutely. That's the main reason. If you're a good talent,
we got a competitor.
We have the 20 yet?
19.
Was he troublesome in the way that some of the other boys were troublesome and that he liked to party? Or
Oh, he likes to party.
I think it was more a partying thing. The way I saw it, it was more of a partying thing and a response, you know, being responsible. Like, it was just like, you know, and I know this might sound very hypocritical coming from me, but it was like he was like a kid that wouldn't grow up.
Wow.
X-Pac just said you were like a kid that wouldn't grow up.
Well, actually, do you see this recent study? In Europe, in Britain, they did this study that said the average female matures at age 32. Yeah. And the average male actually hits actual level of maturity, age 43.
Nice.
You got a while to go.
From WCW days and even prior to that, that maybe had
and from my that experience, that's probably true. I don't plan to be mature at 43, though.
No.
Was this something that
53.
Or something you didn't have a problem with?
No. No.
Well, no, no, sorry. 53 is when you'll hit puberty.
You look historically at stuff like this.
My balls dropped.
Expanded?
Expanded.
Yeah, it's good. Like, I remember one time in Vince, and Jeff and Jim were sitting there eating and plating food at the time. And, you know, Vince and I, we were having a disagreement about something. We were debating something. He was nice enough to, you know, to fucking humor me, you know, by participating in this debate.
Okay.
You know, I learned a lot from these debates. Finally, when he told me I was right, it was like the last
Stephanie won't do that.
Was gone.
She's the boss.
That's the price.
Yeah, exactly. You get over on finding your gun. But, and where were we?
We, there's...
Sometimes you gotta like, learn how to taste the shit. And then he looks over at Jim and goes, right, Jim? And I remember Jim was going like that. And I was like, fuck.
Jim who? Ross. Jim Ross, I thought so.
Lisa makes that baby drop his pants.
Something like that, yeah.
Boy, there's a reference I probably will edit out of this.
Crash the Terminator. Yeah.
Jean Paul. Who is Jean Paul?
I don't even know. Levesque?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, so when someone was.
I never had tryout matches with guys. They were already hired.
So it was the people they were considering. They were already. But they would turn to you for your.
It was just on how far they were going to go.
Was this a form of, like, would Vince turn to you for this? Or were you just with the other boys saying
no.
People love
it. Was just, that was the, and I mean, it wasn't planned that way. It just ended up being my position in the company.
And what were you looking for? These guys?
Timing, just the fact that they were, we were on the same page, you know, that they comprehended the, you know, the way a match works.
If you wasn't such a fuck up, you should be the general manager of NXT.
Yeah,
you really should.
You know, I know, it's so true.
Just like, for instance, say like a one second pause, something could make all the difference in, you know, how big a reaction you get. You know, things like that.
So it was personality you were engaging.
That too. It was just, you know, it was an overall, you know, the whole recipe. And, you know, every recipe is a little different, so. I mean, whenever we talk about something like that...
It doesn't make a lot of sense,
Shane
does it?
Shane Douglas.
Yeah, Shane Douglas. You know,
well, you know, I guess, you know, he had his masters with me and they weren't very good. I worked with Shane after that when he was way better than he was when he went to come in for Vince that first time. Mm-hmm. Or the only time, sorry.
Second time.
Second time,
But the physical was off too.
Yeah. And he went like.
And I remember Shane at the time blaming everybody else for it.
Pretty high impact, you know. Mm-hmm. We were performing at a pretty high level. And, you know, you gotta be ready to go when you back then.
Not now.
Not now.
Right, I remember this.
Oh, when Lex Luger came to the ring as the champ.
Yeah, before Mania.
Was the original plan to have Luger win the title.
I grabbed myself. I saw you had some Pepsi in the first thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna get off the couch.
I'm gonna take yes, that.
One.
Two.
Kid! 3-2 kid! 3.2 kid.
A lot of people are going to react to it.
Our producer is working over there on her computer, booking future guests.
Yes.
Say hello. Just say it real loud. He'll hear you. Say something.
Something.
Louder.
Talk about this in the locker room.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was like, you know, first Vince got, you know, charged.
Oh, yeah, steroids.
See if you can get a Stephanie McMahon or Vicky Guerrero.
PR-wise, it was a really tough time.
There's something that King had a reputation for, like a well-known...
Oh, King?
You know, when you pass an 11-year-old girl to the guard, I'll say, oh, that's Jerry's family.
I'm talking about his pedophilia.
Yes.
Hey, subtly, too. We've already had Jerry Lawler on the show. You don't have to book him.
No, I mean, there's always stories that go around about people.
And it's property.
It's all they are, stories, until you actually...
And his son.
Our court. Sorry, our court or fucking... Our witness to something.
Fucking...
Were you witness to
that? Or 26. He slowed down.
Yeah.
He'll pick it up again.
I wasn't.
The thing is, I got the feeling Nash was drinking or something between takes.
Yeah.
And he may not be. Men on a Mission.
And Head Shrinkers.
Head Shrinkers. Mabel Hurt Fatu.
Never hurt, but I was roughed up a couple of times.
By Mabel?
It's so huge.
I was going to say, this is...
Didn't he crush Undertaker for real?
No.
His face? Yeah.
Yeah, was that a shoot?
That was... Well, he did hurt it, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think to the extent.
They used it. No, they not to the extent. But.
With the Phantom of the Opera Taker mask.
Yeah.
That was late 95 as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like they said, business wasn't on fire then. It's hard to figure out why.
Can't wait till they talk about Leslie Nielsen.
Because he told before, don't fucking do that, right?
I don't really want to fuck with Fatu.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the sacred headdress to Tatanka.
From the other Native Americans, like Chief J. Strombo and Wahoo McDaniel.
And Ray Little Turtle.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the Chief, because you mentioned some agents.
I want to talk about Ray Little Turtle.
Chief is sometimes one that...
Isn't that the name you have for your penis?
Unpopular with wrestlers.
No, I don't call it Ray.
Yeah, except for me and my friends, we like Chief.
So why is he?
Because he was a hard ass. He was a hard ass. If you, you know, if you were acting a fool or acting up, like, he taught me a lot, you know. He tried to talk sense at me when I first got there, but I was still too worried about, you know, amusing the boys and, you know, fitting in and shit like that. You know?
What was he telling you?
Just like, you know, this isn't serious. Show friends, it's show business, or... You know, they were all one-liners, or, you know, he pulled me aside and said, look, Trailer, you know, they called me Trailer because I was always the last guy to get to the building, like the caboose, you know?
Ah.
He's a Trailer.
Also the last guy to leave.
Yeah.
He'd have the opening match against Bushwhacker Luke.
Our Chief was a wise guy.
Yes, that was great.
Wise guy. And he took a liking to me. Found out I was a Malenko guy when I was, you know, because Malenko, Dean's father, really helped.
Boris?
A lot.
Boris Malenko.
WWE and Smoky Mountain hold a. What
Georgia
is that?
Debut. SMW Georgia debut.
Talk about
co-card.
These joint shows. Are you paid similar to what you get at a WWF show?
Captain Dog Shit.
So when you're told you're going to work Smoky Mountain, this is a tough
thing. That's a fucking yeah. You're basically told yeah, you're going down there to work for free. Fucking like it, bitch.
And this is some new names from Smoky Mountain on television.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was awesome.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's right. The Fan Fest.
First one right before WrestleMania.
10, yeah.
You guys
Dunk Doink Tank.
That's right.
Or, yeah.
Or is it... You're not being paid extra for this, right?
I don't recollect being paid the extra. You know, so I mean,
Well, they got bumped off Mania to begin with in that 10-man tag, right?
Is he part of that?
Yeah, he was part of that 10-man tag.
Oh, yeah?
With him and Bob Holly and Tatanka and Smokey Guns against the Head Shrinkers, Jarrett, IRS, and Rick Martel. Those are the 10.
Wow. Oh, that's right, they did. Bret Hart gets the title. Lex Luger gets a DQ win.
Oh, yeah, it was perfect. That's a wrap.
Ultimately, why is the decision made to go with him over Lex? Does it go back to what you said? It was entirely decided by the audience.
That and the boys. I think, pretty much the boys have kind of come to the conclusion from what, mind you, we're the ones that are making all the talent, so nobody knows better than us. Sure. And even if he didn't give it to him anyways. That was a nice thing about him, Sean was.
He could grab his hands and listen, what do you think of that? Would it be as blunt as we think he should get the push? Or was it more subtle? Like how do you approach it, Vince McMahon, and tell him how to do his job?
Fuck. That was we love Sean for that.
Oh, so you put it in Sean there.
Sure. Why not? I mean, because everybody can't talk at once.
Razor Ramon, Shawn Michaels ladder match set the standard for every type of that match to follow.
Remember the point of doing the show first was so we could put it up before we did this?
Did we forget to do that?
Yeah, we did.
Really?
All right.
Making a commitment to make this.
That's not.
Or was this just something these guys can go out and do whenever they want?
Yeah.
That wasn't even the fucking nearly the best ladder match they ever had. Their matches that weren't ever taped on house shows that would blow that fucking match away, believe it or not.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What was it about these two that made that match so special?
The ladder?
It was new.
Could it have happened with him and Owen?
Yes. And that was Brett's plan.
Yeah.
That was going to be SummerSlam.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the body. How much of it?
Instead of turning it to the left, the
cage.
Cage, because it was taken.
Yeah.
Okay, one of the best matches.
He showed it to Sean as because he wanted to have a trial match.
Yeah, so they had
show
it
to
show.
Brett.
Yeah.
Or show it to Vince so he could convince him to use it at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean backstabs him first. First, that's the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Fired, basically, between the two.
Yeah.
We were the last match at night, but 4 hours of fucking tapings, right? People were dead, and we got them right back. They were fucking on fire by the end of that match.
And again, it's the friendship, it's the being able to speak in shorthand and knowing what the other guy's going to do. Are they going over this? Are they doing a lot of pre-planning for this? For the ladder match?
Just experimenting with different spots, things like that.
Going to the ring before.
What was the craziest spot in that match? Was it when Sean jumped off the ladder and did the splash?
No.
Is that the one people remember?
That's what people remember because that's the one they play.
Yeah, because he wasn't even at the top of the ladder. And in retrospect, that doesn't seem that spectacular for everybody I've seen.
No.
But at the time, that was a little higher.
In terms of what they play, but I also think...
Next to Jimmy coming off the cage, that's probably like the second highest splash at the time you'd seen. Even though he isn't at the top of the ladder, because he's what, two from the top?
Yeah, I think the spot I remember most is when Sean rode the ladder onto the Razor.
We're actually taking this bump off the ladder together. Vince falls right on fucking Hunter's knee.
He rode the ladder?
Yeah, when he like...
Oh, yes, took
him
yes,
over.
Yes.
That
yes.
was the spot I remember. But the one they play over and over is the splash, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, when he rode it, because that was painful.
And he stole it out there.
I don't know, show him.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, 10-man doesn't happen.
You still get paid?
10 grand.
Okay, so... what ran wrong with that night?
I'm hurt though, because it was my first fucking WrestleMania night. You know?
He tells you, you remember?
No, I found out just by being on deck and not fucking going.
Well, and they didn't even show us them, did they? They just showed us the heels complaining and not getting along, and that's why they pulled the match, right?
His first
in a promo?
Yeah. Yeah, the heels couldn't decide on a captain,
yeah,
is what they said. His first WrestleMania wasn't until WrestleMania 15 against Shane.
Anything interesting?
Yeah, you're right.
Because he seconded Razor against the Roadie at 11.
Yeah.
He goes so fucking confident, right?
Did you have any one-on-one with him, or did you just start?
Well, we took the chairs and the bullshit, you know. He's a Seminole FSU guy.
Yeah, that's true. Did he get it?
Yeah, he got it. Sure. He got it kind of like,
Who are they talking about?
You know?
Another one, and I thought, I was, who told us? Was it, Diesel? Or what did they, that maybe... There was something on breath.
Little
Richard.
That wasn't really that uncomfortable.
For Reynolds, I think?
Oh, yeah.
Captain Lou running around.
True. Little Richard.
Oh, that's right. I bet because I got a picture with Little Richard, yeah.
He must have got it. He must have been in his glory.
Yeah, more ways than one. Anyway, boom, shh. Richard, who else? John Shearer? Jay Garth, yeah.
Of 90210 fame. Don Wahlberg.
Yeah, little brother of Mark.
Son Bill Clinton.
No, Donnie Wahlberg's the older brother of Mark Wahlberg.
And didn't we have the Jennifer Flowers? Or was that the next WrestleMania?
Was it this year?
Two WrestleMania.
Yeah, 14.
With The Rock.
This is, we're talking WrestleMania 10, so it's like four.
She's already a
You were very young. I forget
who it was. He really was, though. He's like, what, 21 or 19?
Something like that. Yeah, 21.
Yes.
Oh, the tuxedo match.
I was going to say, was he the whipping boy?
Oh, yeah. Just not, I mean, ridiculous.
Everybody loves the Fink, but yeah, he was the whipping
boy. Oh, yeah. Well, they used to play it on the Christmas party annually, what they did to him, right?
Yeah.
Some guys, they, I don't know. Always love power, you know. His just his love for wrestling.
His position there.
He used to fucking rib him, Sean. Like they'd have him and Bruno cut promos for WrestleMania, and they wouldn't even be taping them.
That's great.
That's hilarious.
Serious fucking cut promos. Then you know they think it's the biggest time of their life.
Harvey Whippleman and the Fink think they're going to have a WrestleMania match.
Well, they had that confrontation.
Yeah, they're not even taping it. Just a ripple. That's awesome.
It's funny what amuses you at different times of your life, you know, depending on what's going on in your life.
Right.
That kind of dictates the darkness of your fucking humor and whatever.
But at the time, was this, this was funny.
It's still funny.
Yeah, it was just fucking wow. You know?
What was Howard's position there through?
Fucking wow.
He was the
fucking wow.
He's literate.
But what were his backstage responsibilities?
I don't know, but I think he was the guy that was telling everybody what was in the dirt sheets. And just, I think he kept an eye on their, you know. He was an information guy.
Communicated to the outside world.
Yeah, sort of.
The inside.
Sort of. I remember, like, first coming in, I mean, like, first time I came in, for Raw, you know, when I shot the deal with. Actually, it wasn't that, because that was when Kurt threw Sean through the window of the car. That was Howard's car that he just got fucking the day before. And they fucked it all up.
That's awesome.
His new car. Captain Lou.
Yes, with the hedge drinkers. Awesome. Alpha.
We need Captain Lou stories.
What brings this about?
Bring it back, you know, classics.
With
probably somebody would be asking, what's that about they bring me around these days, you know?
Can you be as entertaining in the locker room as Lou Albano?
Yeah, just in different ways. And, you know, Lou, like, Lou would come in, I thought Lou was the funniest fucking guy in the world.
For about 2 minutes.
Tell him, like, he told me the fucking penguin joke for about the 20th time. Or, you know, I mean, it was same fucking anecdotal shit. Like, if you're around long enough, you hit the loop, you know?
So I was just going
to say, get your tickets, get your money. He always felt like, you know, it's coming, get your money, get your tickets. Like, I didn't know it was your fucking job, you know, to tell us to go get our money from Marty.
But he's being like the Papa Bear.
He was always a little bit lit, you know.
He what?
They always put up with
him. Right. Well, that was
back to the senior.
A leftover from the senior. So I think what they say is that that was kind of one of those few requests that Vince Senior made to Junior was there's some people that he should take care of.
What is this Monday Night Raw debut of the Heartbreak Hotel?
Keep Shawn Michaels on TV while
healing nagging injuries.
Sure.
So his wife.
Yeah. Shawn had a lot of nagging injuries.
Texts.
Usually right around summer.
Yeah.
Right around
summer. Right around April.
What about this segment and Michaels as a host of the Heartbreak Hotel?
I think it capitalized on his, you know, arrogance and, you know, persona at the time. It's a good segment.
So you know? Okay, so you were.
Yeah, I'm. Fuck yeah.
Oh, yes. Ventura wins a lawsuit that they can't. They have to pay him for videotape royalties. Which every wrestler should thank him for.
Yes.
No, but.
Because everybody gets royalties to this day because of that.
It was my turn. So, later. After I got Barry Bloom for the agent, like, you know, he turned me on to David Olson, who was the attorney in Minneapolis, which is where I live, so it made sense that I used him. Except for, the thing is, when I went, you know, to go back after Michelle fired me, they wouldn't deal with David because of past animosity. Then when fucking Jesse became governor, next thing you know, everybody's asshole buddies and fucking friends, and next thing you know, Barry Bloom and fucking David Olson are at the shows, and fucking, you know, everything's all fine.
That's the sole reason Vince would ever deal with Jesse again, right? It's because he became a figure beyond wrestling, and therefore even more valuable than wrestling. Right?
Sure.
How come nobody else sued for this? He wasn't the only one.
It takes a lot of resources to go against the fucking machine like that. And maybe other people didn't have as much of a case as Jesse did.
Because he was on the color.
Yeah,
he was there the whole time.
Well, that's exactly
every
it. He's on the whole show.
But you don't ever hear Vince uttering any kind of, like,
yeah, I remember, yeah, because Jesse told me, because we were at the gym, and he told me, like, he called, and I mean, the only thing that fucking, Vince was so, he couldn't get over the money thing. That's my fucking money, more or less, is what he told me, Jesse.
Yeah,
this was before he became governor.
That's my money.
That's my fucking money.
I can just see Vince saying that.
Yeah.
It's all about the money.
Fucking money.
He is fucking money.
Yes.
Before he says Slater.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Charles
Austin. Rock and dropper.
Is that much money? He got $26.7 million?
Yeah.
For a blown spot.
For being paralyzed, for a blown spot.
But with these size payouts that the company's making, you already said your checks are slim. Now you're seeing this stuff. Is the writing on the wall you guys sending out the proverbial resume, making other calls?
No, we never thought about that. We never thought about leaving.
Really?
No, we were fucking... You know,
but how much of that? More than WCW.
Almost put them out of business.
You know,
well, how much of that is covered by an insurance? You
know, yeah, that's true too.
I went out and met Barry Bloom to talk about doing movies. Not to talk about jumping to a different wrestling company. I never even thought of it.
Diesel wins the IC belt from Razor Ramon.
Under six minutes.
At this point, April 30th, are you guys all friends?
Oh, yeah.
hearing something from Sean or Razor that Diesel's getting
up? No.
So you guys were
all close. We were trying to make sure.
We're just protecting each other.
Yeah.
If he makes it to the top, he'll main event with me.
Trying to make sure.
That's right.
Regardless of who it is.
Doesn't matter who the champion is.
Meanwhile, what's your fight?
Who's having the match?
Exactly. If we quit moving between us, that's fine. Forest City Shore of Japan.
That was where I thought I was going to make my money. And I had an establishment there. I think
was he in like the Super J Cup or something?
Probably, yeah.
What to do up there in front of the Japanese crowd, because even though you're bringing the show to them, like, there still are certain things about the Japanese crowd where you kind of got to cater to that specifically. If you really want the best reaction, you know, out of your matches.
Did you school anybody on
that
stuff before?
I tried to, but it's still kind of hard, nobody. And then if you watch any of the video footage of the shows, you can tell, like, I was rocking it every fucking night. Matter of fact, I had a match with Martel the first night, and besides being blown up, they really held a match. They wanted it to be a DQ, and you know what Japan has fucking DQ for the shoes. I'm like, no, that's Rick Martel, former world champion, Boston Crab. You know? That's what the people, you know, they wanted to see, so.
Did the fans, with so few people on the card knowing how to work that style for those fans, did they walk away disappointed?
No, they were happy.
Because they
had Bret Hart, who was a world champion. You know, that was the thing.
Yeah.
Tenryu was on the shows.
Yeah, I mean, it was. They had some Japanese stars on there.
But it's also the wrestling.
Right. When you're working with when you're working with the native guys, is it, I mean, are you getting...
Huge, yeah. Yeah, that's fucking reaction of the show, except for maybe Undertaker.
Are they clamoring over each other to work with you in front of the Japanese crowd as opposed to...
No, they were just... Because I was going to work with who I was going to work with. I mean, it was already... You know, and I wasn't that high up on the card where it fucking really mattered.
But you well, then you know, over there, though, my agents wouldn't give deference to you.
They didn't know any better. I had to kind of school everybody as how to do things over there. It's like, as far as, like, doing jobs and, you know.
Who goes over with you, agent-wise, or company?
J.J. Dillon was there, remember? Because Owen and I kept him up all night fucking with him, you know?
Nice.
Too much trouble back home.
Maybe,
yeah. Keep it out of the States. They want to keep an eye on him.
Don Morocco is a guest ring announcer when Adam Bomb beats 123
oh
Kid.
Oh, God.
Is there anyone more laid back than Don Morocco?
Moroccanese? Is that what these are called as a language?
Oh.
I didn't really get to know Morocco. I thought it would have loved to, because I always heard secondhand stories from my career.
They would have gotten along.
Oh, they would have been pals, yeah.
But there was a clip before the clip. Adrian Adonis, Viper, fucking. Who am I missing? But anyways, you.
Are you getting ready to cook? That's a good idea. Some wings. What kind are they? What kind we got?
Hot and barbecue.
Hot and barbecue. I approve. Yes, I do.
Got to meet one of Sam Lu's many wives.
Are the fans more closely, behaviorally, more closely related to, or what they expect from to Japanese fans to work?
No, that's it.
U.S. fans.
Yeah. Yeah, as soon as we stepped out of Japan, it was U.S.
Gotcha.
But I just remember that. Brett and I ended up hanging out in Hawaii that we stayed an extra day. And almost got fined because if we would have missed our flight, we would have been fucked. And the LA show would have been screwed because it was Brett and I. You know, Brett was the main event. It was like fairly high up on the card.
Right.
And we made it in time. We were in Jack Lanza wanted to fly, but he couldn't because I made it on time.
Yeah. Well, Brett's always late for everything.
Yeah.
He wasn't me, he was a Minnesota guy, you know. But I just, you know what?
In
Sure. And if you're higher up on the card, you're going to get fucking treated a little bit differently. Got to take that card. Sorry, it's just the fucking way it is.
Yokozuna defeats Earthquake. Tantra was upset about having to do a clean job for Joko, and he left the company.
Jesus.
You know this to be the case?
Yeah.
Really?
And that was just that fucking, you know, mentality of guys like, oh, you can... Oh, and I love Hacksaw, but he was like that when I went to WCW. And he fucking spit the fuck out because he was mad about doing a job for me.
Really?
Yeah, and it was lame because he couldn't even really tell, you know? Like, I was the only one that could feel it. Like, really? Like, I didn't do anything to you.
Right.
Sorry, you know?
What?
That's just so fucking... such barks about doing a fucking job.
But should it be in relation...
He's a friend with Hunter Hearst Helmsley, right? Jean-Paul Levesque?
Yeah.
Paul! Talking about how Kaiser... they get so upset doing a job?
Yeah, yeah.
I repeat! He's friends... with Hunter, right? No, I don't remember doing it. Yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Oh, the cat all of a sudden is out because you have chicken. Look out, the cat's on the counter! And in the cradle. Cat's name is Diesel, by the way. Complete coincidence, but still cool.
Sending subtle message to wrestlers for you.
Yeah. I think that's pretty good.
Is he known to have a little fun?
Sure, of course he is.
Yeah. Sending a message.
Yeah, if he knows, and if he knows you feel this way, then...
It has nothing to do with his life.
We're at 101 F-bombs at this point from X-Pac.
Yeah.
No, it was 742. But he was unreal. Matt Hardy at 19 is 16-year-old with a Jeff debut as enhancement talent.
You recall it?
Of course. Like it was yesterday.
He was a cool. Yeah, yeah. Well, he didn't do anything to ruin his memory.
They just think they were so short-sighted. You know, like they couldn't see the fucking, you know.
They couldn't see that 16-year-old kid was going to be a star.
Yeah.
Come on. He's 16. He shouldn't have been in the ring as enhancement talent.
Obviously, like, I think that just the people that...
Didn't he lie about his age like it was the military?
Oh, yeah.
I had talent or spot the good talent. I mean, they were just...
Who would that be?
Incompetent at the job. I don't know.
Was it Patterson?
No. At this point? I don't think so. I mean, just because the agents on the road were the ones that were doing it.
Scott got in the ring with one of them after an announcement and went and said to and gave the kid gave whoever it was a lot of offense.
Like
and said to the agent.
Yeah, so
he was at that time in the instant talent, they gave him offense on his own because you could tell him he was going
to. I might have missed the moonsault shit. Like, they were just happy to be able to show a little talent.
Right.
Oh, I do remember, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I do remember my match with Jeff. I tried this different finish out. It was like a Indian deathlock, fucking ace lock, or not fucking ace lock, double underhook. And it was just the flattest fucking finish, like, you know.
Bell rang and that was it?
Yeah. And I remember getting back and JJ telling me, oh, that finish was flat. And I'm like, yeah, I felt it. It wasn't a lot.
What'd you get for trying new things?
First inductees into the WWE Hall of Fame. Monsoon, Buddy Rogers, James Dudley, all the big names.
Yeah. Bobo Brazil, Chief J.
James Dudley.
Yeah, James Dudley, man. The father of Bubba and Bully Ray. and Devo.
So they are half-brothers.
Yeah.
We're tight, and, you know, Vince was partners. Vince Sr. was partners with Dudley in the Washington, D.C. and Baltimore area. And he honored that, and Vince honored that until the day James died.
James would run, in, like, the cap center?
Baltimore, Landover, shit like that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
And he was so old, he couldn't even, when he accepted his award, like, he was so, like, feeble and crap, and, like, he could barely get the words out, and, like, he broke into tears. It was, like, you know, it might not have been a deal for, you know, the fans.
Not yet. Hall of Fame didn't mean much there.
But it was a big deal, I could tell for Vince. And,
well, it was the second, actually. Andre was the first.
Andre was the first
before.
And only. Yeah.
Yeah.
Describe the ceremony. Now it's a huge show.
And by the way, you know, Vince would fucking reach out to Washington, and Vince would have a new fucking car waiting for James Dudley. He'd do shit like that for James just so his family wouldn't fucking, you know, if he signed money or something, the family would take it. So
the son is honoring.
Yeah. Still took care of him. I remember one time, bless his heart, he sat in the backstage area, just full of piss. He had pissed himself. I felt bad even telling that story. You know, but, I mean, and they took him, they made sure to take care of him and make sure he had dignity, and, you know, I just, that's the kind of shit I respected out of this.
Did they make it a point to let the other wrestlers know who he was?
Sort of. I mean, at the Hall of Fame they did, but it wasn't like, hey, look at me, I'm taking care of this guy. It wasn't like, Vince was trying to get a pat on the back.
No, but to let the other guys know that this is someone who's very important.
Yeah.
Look after him.
Yeah.
Talk about the ceremony. Now it's a huge show and everything, but back then, is that a hotel? Is there, I don't know.
It's like the TNA ceremony.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was video.
Is it that? TNA ceremony wasn't that big.
Yeah, it's about the same size, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was that a hotel or something, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because everybody was at tables, right?
Yeah, was it a hotel? It looked exactly, yeah.
Didn't even know better to take the fucking tag off of the jacket, so I show up, you know, I'm fucking, you know, got the tie on and everything, I got this fucking hat, my tag still stuck on my jacket, you know, it's kind of embarrassing.
Some PA went over and clipped it off for you.
Something like that.
I guess,
and then I remember Brett did a keynote speech, and he put me over huge, like, talking about young guys coming up, and then he, like, specifically mentioned me. So Brett's
specifically?
Speech, right? And he's like,
he specifically mentioned him.
Speech, right? And so we get put into the speech, and fucking lands at, or somebody goes, when he's done, everybody stand up, give him a standing ovation. I'm like, okay. And so then he's finished with the speech. Boom, I'm up, yeah, everybody's sitting there. Motherfuckers. They're all laughing their ass off.
I hope that is on video somewhere.
It is somewhere.
Good rib.
That is a great rib.
Brian Lee debuts as the faker taker.
Under faker.
On the Heartbreak Hotel segment. What did they say about cutting us out there?
Do you guys think it's going to go over?
They're hoping. We were all behind it, you know.
They were friendly, right? He
So Mark makes the suggestion to use Burnham?
I think that's how it worked, yeah.
Well, he was the right guy for it.
He was probably 2 or 3 inches shorter, but I mean, not guys, many guys were.
The look.
The size. In many ways, the same storyline happened with Kane better.
Yeah, that's right.
When did you know in advance?
Hulk debuts in WCW.
Yeah.
Big deal. It is a big deal.
Yeah, but we, I mean, honestly, we're hoping, I guess, maybe that it went well. But we were kind of caught up in the brainwash and, you know, indoctrinated in the WWF universe or whatever. Like, you know, you kind of get caught up in that, you know, where, you know, you feel this large sense of loyalty and it's very, very mob-like, I guess.
Well, yeah, but this name, the Hogan name had not been as coming, of course, worked for Vern, but had been so closely associated with WWF for so long. Vince sees this as a slap in the face.
Okay, so 11 years he was there? 10?
No. 11, right?
1983
to 1994? Well, 83 to 93.
Yeah, okay.
10 years, yeah.
Well, but 11 years before he debuts to somebody else.
Yeah, he took a year in between.
Yeah.
They throw money around and they want, you know. I remember Vince specifically having a meeting telling us money is for fucking going anywhere. Like, take it for however you want to take it.
It's very mob-like, mm-hmm. as you said.
Yeah. You can't, I remember Jack Lanza working for him, talked about him. Long time friends, lifelong friends.
When Bobby was announcing.
That's right.
It, yeah.
The war started.
Do any of you feel that this will make WCW more competitive again? Or again, are you just in a bubble and you're not even really paying attention?
It's really a bubble. I was probably the one that was most informed about anybody.
Yeah, of course
I,
you were.
I just can't remember. I don't know. Like, I should have wanted it to succeed, but I remember being very WWE after shooting my mindset. And, like, you know, from the brand.
You're on the teams.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, the new generation.
Yes, yes, their new campaign.
Yeah, they just debuted at the King of the Ring 94.
You, of course, would fit into that mold, but here's a federation who still has, you know...
Piper and Lawler on top.
Razor, yeah. Lawler. Well, Razor's probably young. Not much younger than Hogan. Was this a mockery, or was this a serious attempt to position the company?
Serious attempt. Absolutely. And I thought it did fine for, you know, for its place in history to get from one point to the next, you know.
Yeah, in hindsight, sure.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's nothing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Art Donovan alongside Monsoon and Savage, King of the Ring.
How much does that guy weigh?
How much does that kid weigh?
Do you remember at the time? Well, you're not watching the broadcast. Are you?
I was watching.
Was it? He was on Letterman.
The fuck is that?
Yeah, he was a Letterman guy.
What the hell's your dog barking at?
I don't know. He's
hey, hey, we covered this on WrestlingMoBox.com. People often talked about Randy Savage, who had to be on the headset with him, being rather upset.
It's kind of hard to tell with Randy, though, because he always had the same, you know, expression and the same kind of sound to the tone of his voice. So,
it's true.
But I can just imagine, like, as a commentator trying to keep shit on course and, you know, going in the right direction and having to fucking bring Art Donovan back and, you know.
Safe to say this would be first and last time Art Donovan did commentary.
First and last time, I think, really, any...
Such a bad idea.
Yeah.
Honest to God, we should do a live audio commentary of that event sometime.
We should. That's a great event.
Yes.
As far as what?
As far as the town you were in there with Jeff Jarrett.
Fucking great. You know, as far as just that particular night, I mean, Jeff was my worst.
Owen.
I mean, and that was a nice solid match, like, but I just still saved something for Owen, you know. And Owen was the guy getting the push that night, and so I went out, and Brett, his brother, told me, obviously, Owen's brother, told me that was the best match he'd ever seen of that, given that, like, the time he had.
Wow.
Yeah. I had some hell of a fucking compliment, you know.
You mentioned something interesting. You
How
said,
long was the match?
I had to save something.
10 minutes?
I didn't have to work multiple times in the same line of tournament slap tonight. Are guys conscious of that? That you have to save some of your offense for and not repeat?
Guys that were smart enough, you know. But
it's nothing you're told to do, I imagine. No. Don't do the finish now because we want to see that later.
No. That was all shit. Like, honestly, a lot of the agents, they would tell us what we had wrong after the fact. Which is easy as fuck to do that.
Right. Would you have a design to road agent?
I wouldn't want to put a label on it, but I mean, I would be open to it.
Hire me, Hunter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Piper pins Lola the main event.
Smallest in history.
Piper didn't make any live appearances to promote it.
Do you remember this? Where he wasn't making any appearances?
Yeah, but I had no idea that the buy rate was that bad.
Is it set upon his own return?
Not purposely.
Foolishly?
Yeah.
Why, Piper, shouldn't you know that?
You would think, but...
Vince McMahon, shouldn't you remind Roddy Piper that you know better?
Maybe Vince assumed.
Or too busy with the courts.
Maybe.
Office away.
Yeah, he's definitely busy with the courts.
And point. Piper's doing a movies thing now. Yeah. The Cubans.
Sierra and Alfonso. What?
A couple of appearances and then gone. You know,
I don't remember the Cubans at all.
No. Needed his Xbox.
Details about the Cubans, which is nothing we never hear about.
Actually, I think I know. I didn't have a good idea why, but like, it's not something that, honestly, like, as much as like, I'm open in these kind of situations, that's something I'd probably...
Okay. Well, I'll probe. Is it illegal? Illegal thing?
I don't know. I honestly, I'm pretty good about that type of stuff, but like, I don't know.
Involved in one of the three.
Yeah.
Sounds like it must have been bad.
Yeah.
We have a mission now. June 26th.
It's just like, these are guys that I know.
When it's the forbidden fruit, it's always a big deal.
No, I'm not getting any more of that.
No, not you. We'll find it. June 22nd. Write us.
The start of the program, Lawler is forced to apologize to Duke Droste.
A ban on violent acts such as eye gouging, two-handed choke, cross shots, use of foreign objects, which would be tables, chairs, flight poles, and a contempt.
They're beyond PG. At this point,
threats on interviews, such as threatening to break someone's arm. Razor was even told to stop flicking the toothbrush. Toothbrush. Yes, he brushes the toothpick. Talk about this kind of... This is absolutely...
How can you get anything over?
Yeah, I know, right?
When you can't do anything.
It was like, are you fucking ripping me? You know, why don't you just fucking handcuff my hands behind my back and fucking shackle my feet?
Are you expecting to produce a wrestling program with none of this?
Yeah. Not only that, but...
Conflict, still.
SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Scott and Sean are expected to go out and have the sequel to the fucking ladder match with those fucking constraints. We fucking, like, collectively sat and did our, I mean, we fucking pulled our hair out putting that match together.
Yeah, and Kevin told us.
That's 95.
But all the guys that must just sit there like,
what do you want to do? Right. And a lot of the guys.
How are you going to want to see somebody fight another guy if they can't say, you know, I really want to hurt that guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Does Vince say anything to you personally? Is this a memo that comes? How are you guys told what your restrictions are going to be? How do you find out?
Well, it was just basically
Thousand DeVito resigned. He came back.
Yeah.
Is this again a result of the upcoming trial? Vince maybe going away. It's all going to crumble.
Everything was like kind of weird. Like I remember they brought this fucking.
They brought a Dixie Carter?
Fucking, she hated every other fucking woman that walked through there.
She came from the NFL?
Supposedly.
She brought
a lot of fucking negative shit out of that company. She brought some fucking growing name, Osberg the Arse. Yeah, Walmart Properties or something that the guy's company was. Like to do merchandise, they got into that fucking huge. Like, I found all this out from the end. That used to work, you know, used to basically run the fucking end. We used to run that fucking show.
What was Basil?
I can't remember what his exact title was. I just remember
it. It says company vice president
or some shit.
You're never dealing with
that. No.
And Bojack. No. Vince is never selling the fact that the rats are abandoning the ship.
No, except for that meeting that he told everybody, you're not going anywhere.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing, mind you. I mean, that was the gist of it.
Is he telling you, listen, you may be working with Jerry Jarrett for a little while?
Or no.
Doesn't make
Oh, you're talking about, like, Bring Watts and Jerry?
Yeah.
No, he never actually told anybody why they were there or anything like that.
Well,
Watts actually sat in the crowd in Madison Square Garden before anybody knew he was going to be working there. Just so he could get an honest evaluation of the talent without them knowing.
I've seen.
Yeah.
Who sat up there?
Bill Watts. Oh, really?
That night I had Hunter's very first match here at the Garden.
What did you think of Bill?
I liked it. I mean, there are certain things that are, you know, negatives about Bill that everybody's, you know,
he's a racist.
He liked me because I was a Malenko Dotch disciple, and you know, I could go real big. You know, I wasn't just high flyer. I could wrestle.
Who would have served his company better, Jerry or Bill?
Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry.
Probably Jerry. Overall. But, like, booking-wise, Bill was a better booker, but I think that...
The total business.
Yes. Yeah, I think...
I'd agree with that. He's slightly better booker, but overall, too.
Yeah, overall, too. And not so much of a better booker that, yeah, the rest of it would matter, right?
Joey Morella, son of Gorilla, killed in an automobile accidentally fell asleep at the wheel.
He was in Jersey, right?
Of course, he was a referee there.
Yeah.
From Baltimore, going to New York.
Right? Referee Joey
Morella. He's only 31. Jesus, yeah. He must have been young. When he first started refereeing.
Yeah, early 20s?
Yeah. Because at that point, he'd already been around for a while.
Or WrestleMania 3.
You know, yeah.
That was my first.
7 years earlier.
Yeah.
So, he would have been 24 then.
24, and he's main eventing.
Well,
he's main event WrestleMania.
As a referee.
He died of a brain tumor. But other than that, that was my first kind of taste of death, you know, as far as... Like a Padres Hill, so.
Was Joe about like playing?
Yeah.
Was he a part of it?
Yeah.
Maybe
contributed to it. I don't think so. No.
We're driving at 3 a.m. ain't easy.
Yeah.
It's been said that this is where he lost his team.
Mm-hmm. Monsoon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I remember amongst Lloyd's really, there being criticism on the company for putting us through that much. Like, fucking these guys would have had, proper rest like that when that happened. It's kind of unfair to say. Of course, when something awful like that happens, you're searching for reasons.
Well, the thing is, those type of things almost happened a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just, that was one of the few times it actually happened. But the close calls that the guys had and still have.
That warrants
unbelievable.
Him, yeah.
Do you remember the air kind of coming out of Gorilla at this point?
Totally.
Is it a decline from here?
Absolutely. almost like you can see it right from that fucking point on, and it just goes melt away.
That fucking point. Yeah.
A, do you think Titan Sports or Vince McMahon had any responsibility?
Oh, this is a loaded question.
Absolutely not.
Of course he's going to say not, even if they did.
Yeah.
Of course he's not. But he'd still like to be hired back there.
Yeah.
Has anyone said to you, you know, it'd be good for those arms a little bigger, anything like that?
No. Bullshit.
Well, you look at...
And he's not the type of guy that they looked at for that anyways, but...
Well, I was going to say, for him, it's...
But if he never heard it from somebody else, he would have.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
So, definitely not.
Tom Zink's a guy I could see.
Definitely not.
Nature of the business kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I get really like, okay, mind you, like, as the number one promoter in our industry, like, he's going to end up, you know, bearing some of the responsibility for things, you know? I mean, obviously. But as he's totally up there, it was bullshit, fucking witch hunt.
Is he any different after the acquittal?
Yeah. It was like kind of like, you know.
Does he talk about it at all? Are you free to come up to him?
Well, to be honest, because we just happened to be at the same fucking late night diner all fucked up together that night.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
You know, party that night.
And what does he say? Does he ever admit to being afraid of really going away?
Yeah. He's afraid of. He admitted to being deathly afraid of all the people that were,
Well, Vince is Delta Alpha male. He's not gonna... Lawyer,
yeah.
You know.
Of, you know, not being there for them. Like, I mean, he was legitimately concerned about his employees and what was going to happen to, you know, to his company.
You remember the diner?
Talking about that night after? Yeah, of course.
What city?
Was that Columbus, Ohio or something like that? I think so. Does that sound right?
I don't have it. That's why it was a great little tidbit I was searching for.
Well, all right.
There it is.
There's the Bret Hart 1-2-3 match, 25 minutes.
Almost 9 years ago.
Yeah, 4-star plus.
In fact, like, that's the thing. It's like, I never like thought about things like, okay, this is us. And, you know,
baby face.
Almost 19 years ago.
Yeah, sorry.
Maybe naively or whatever, but I always thought that we all still were friends regardless. You know. I think you could look at me and tell that I was like kind of maybe influenced by the
one of the best
style.
Matches in Raw history.
Oh yeah, it's up there. It's up there. Yeah.
It's probably top five.
Yeah, I'd say he would have fit right into Stampede Wrestling.
Yeah.
I think of the ring that I was going to have the match with Brett. And so we had a couple of weeks, you know, we were psyched up, getting ready for this thing. It was a big deal with Brett, too, you know.
Did it deliver for you?
Fucking right. It's
well, Brett.
I mean, to this day, like,
Brett was having to try and have good matches with guys like Adam Baum. Now he's getting a chance to actually work with somebody, show what he can do, right? So, of course, he's going to be excited.
Go, yeah, exactly.
Well, we were still, you know, we were still driving together, so, like, we were fucking mutual fans of each other, so, you know, it was just a continuation of, you know, mutual ass-kissing society afterwards, putting ourselves over. I was just so fucking proud to have had that match, you know? And there was this kid that came, he was dying of cancer, and he came up and visited us beforehand. I just remember that leaving quite an impression on me. That was like the first time I'd ever met like a Make-A-Wish.
You've had to do that often, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, maybe throughout the years, yeah.
How do you, as a person, how do you reconcile this before you're about to get out and perform, maybe after an asshole or do something when you have that kind of real life moment, half hour before?
Well,
are you able to disassociate yourself so much that you don't walk away and cry in a bathroom stall?
No. I just, you know, for first of all, okay, when somebody's their last wish on this earth is to meet you, it's fucking, you can't, you know, feel worthy of that, you know, but who the fuck am I to say that I'm not worthy of it? That's this kid's last wish, you know, so you suck it up, you know, you try not to let the fucking kid see you cry, you know, but...
I wish this wasn't making me laugh, because he's crying and he's all, but I can't help it here. Just because the way he says it, try not to fucking make you feel fucking.
Remember, no, because you know that's not the right thing to say, and there is no real right thing to say. You know, I
fucking.
I just remember this time this kid fucking. Doctor didn't want to let him come because, like, it would kill him. I said, wait a minute, the kid's going to be dead in a couple of weeks anyway. He's like, let him have his fucking wish. Fucking idiots.
Oh, I wish that wasn't making me laugh. I really do.
Oh my
165
God.
F-bombs, by the way.
Knuckleball Schwartz.
Oh, first promo.
A couple, 165, you can kill him.
Okay. All right.
On commentary, Vince McMahon refers to him as the best backstop in baseball.
That's awesome.
Abe Knuckleball Schwartz, the best backstop.
Right.
And Lawler then says he doesn't know if he's a pitcher or a catcher.
But talk about Lombardi and the gimmick and repeated attempts to find some life for Steve.
And he was fine in the ring. He wasn't great or anything like that, obviously, because I mean, he would have went farther, but he was a hard worker. That gimmick was easy. I enjoyed working with him. I knew it wasn't going to be money, but I was still, I knew I wasn't going to get hurt, and I knew we were going to have a decent match. And have a little fun with it, you know, see what he can do with the character. He did a little bit with it, you know. I mean, it was just, it was obviously a little bit of money.
Bret Hart pinned Bob Backlund. Oh, then slapped him and attacked him.
Very, very nice. Couldn't be a nicer guy than this real.
What's the, is the difficulty?
Isn't that where you bury the guy afterwards?
Yeah, that's...
Nice guy,
but...
Styles didn't mix that well.
Canada.
I was fine with it, except the people weren't. Like, I could do that just fine. I'm a fucking wrestler.
Right.
But
he couldn't. Changes.
Not so much. For being a great wrestler, he wasn't the best at chain wrestling.
Kevin said that he was calling the match. And
he fucking piled drove Kevin.
He called the sunset flip.
Yeah, and then piled drove him in the same match. Pittsfield fucking Mass. Boys Club fucking in front of 700 people. Suck my fucking testicle.
What's this? So then why is Bob back in this angle? Turn.
I don't know, but I okay, Bob was the former champion, and they have that, obviously, storyline-wise, all of that, and, you know,
are they thinking
I guess Vince maybe.
What do we have?
Bob Backlund loses to Bret and slaps him and turns heel.
No, I mean in the camp.
Oh, now we're at 182.
You don't know.
Huh? 182, he said, the best line was, fucking suck my left nut.
But is he that out of touch? Or maybe the
no, it's just, and maybe it's just that was, you know, that spoke to the lack of depth of talent.
Right. But nice guy.
Yeah, great guy. Yeah, and I used to have matches with him, like,
and he'd be the,
Just run around and do that.
He'd be go back to being the Broken Brawler. He'd be the Broken Brawler 3-4 years later. Yeah.
Pitcher, catcher. The rink went to Youngstown, Ohio.
Show's canceled because it's ring sent to the wrong town.
Yeah.
That's crazy because you would think.
Well, the next day's tapings were going to happen in Youngstown, so they sent the ring there, but they forgot to stop for the card at the...
That's fucking terrible.
Discord interviewed Owen and Neidhart, Bruce Hart came and claimed Owen was a disgrace to the family.
Now that I remember.
Is Bruce a little crazy?
A little?
Yeah, and he was definitely going into business for himself.
Bruce? No, not Bruce.
He had that just began to talk. Maybe not the whole locker room, but among certain people, I do remember talking to Brett about it. Like, yeah. Brett was aware, you know.
Did Brett
about how his brothers were.
Did Brett warn anyone?
Yeah, of course he said
that.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to get what you're going to get on that. I mean, especially like with Stu involved, and Baller's fucking shots at Stu. I mean, that got Brett really pissed, you know.
Really?
Fucking right. Yeah.
That's so first I heard that.
His own
yeah.
Fucking foot. The Survivor Series.
Right.
And the match with Brett.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Well, he fucking kissed his own foot and then some.
So none of this disgusting.
He did shove it way up there, but
at the King of the Ring.
The King of the Ring, yeah.
No,
yeah.
If so, like, it was, you know, Brett.
And that's King of the Ring 95, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
He wasn't ready to use
it. Oh, it was a feud that went on forever.
Yeah.
And the storyline, but still be legit pissed about it, you know.
So from a business standpoint, he understands
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he put that fucking sharpshooter on Lawler, and just slowly, just next, you know.
Well, Lawler has said it really hurts.
Slower and slower, and finally fucking, before Lawler knew it, he was bent in half, you know.
And Lawler would know what that was all about.
And he fucking figured it out.
Virgil,
injured by Nikolai Volkoff,
taken to the hospital, never returned
until he became Vincent in WCW
2 years ago.
Two years later.
Like a nice guy and everything, you know, but it's terrible. You want to try to look for like the best in me, but like as far as.
He was the shit. The fact that Bret Hart got that good match out of him defending the belt.
Yeah, when he first won it.
Yeah, that was a miracle performance.
Moment.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, no, that's why I didn't understand.
Would they put someone like that?
Well, yeah. Well, the guy who was trapped, yeah.
Johnny Polo decides to leave.
Were you aware that he was a producer?
Now that you mention it, like, I remember him saying something about it.
He would.
Of course he would. Johnny,
Addie's in the bathroom, and I got to tell him that moment. Any moment that slams Raven, you got to say it.
But I know him a lot of fuck.
Was he always as old as he is now?
Always.
Yes.
Ever since the day I met him.
A lot to be around.
Fucking right.
Good worker, though.
Yeah. Okay. Smart worker.
Right.
I used to, like, have an issue with sometimes him, like, tanking it a little bit. But it wasn't him tanking it so much as him not wanting to take certain bumps.
Is he someone who might have been better suited for the behind the camera as opposed to?
I don't know. Because, like, you know, you've got, you know, a lot of people are big fans of his interview style and stuff like that, so.
Okay, this is a great moment. They're talking about Scott Levy is leaving, right? And he goes, and he says he's going to, Scott Levy ends up, gives his notice and ends up working as a producer for 2 weeks behind the scenes. And he goes, did Scott ever tell you he was a producer? He goes, no, I don't think so. And Sean Oliver goes, really? Because he would.
Yes, he would.
It's great.
Sean's mouth often got him into predicaments. Would you guys sometimes find yourselves bearing the brunt of that because of Sean's mouth?
Either way, you know.
A decision from the office.
Take the good with the bad. You know.
We gained a lot.
Sure.
You take it all in there you had.
It just is what.
Well, the fact's life.
It wasn't like.
The fact's life.
You know, like, everything out. Like, we were just guys that love wrestling and fucking. Trying with the rest of it. You know, I know it's said a lot, but I mean, I don't think people are understanding that. Like, we really weren't out to fucking, we didn't have this conspiracy to, you know, run everything and, you know.
Do what all the major
just naive. You
know? Could be.
Are you think? What are we in here? August 21st. Okay. Goku, well, Big Mom and IRS beat Bob Holly. What's the three kid?
And her and kid gets hurt.
So you're just aggravating the already herniated.
Yeah, because that ring was so hard, man. That was
I think I remember that
fucking ring.
Yeah.
Right before SummerSlam.
Yeah, they did have a really hard ring back then.
Yeah.
Well, they had a really hard ring until after Foley took that bump.
Yeah, that's right.
In, you know, 98.
Well, they were hard to sustain the blow from the ring.
The one through the real one through the cell.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they watched.
Because for the big guys in class, and they didn't work the style we're working on.
Well, did you ever watch Slammiversary?
No.
Like when they pull the ring apart and you see how it's just a really thin layer of really thin layer of padding, and then the plywood. You're like, yeah, that doesn't look fun.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's no foam or nothing there. It's
yeah. It's a really thin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cable ropes.
To figure out how to move the can or the mic while we eat, or is that what you're trying to figure out?
I'm just gonna move it over so I can get down better.
That means you're moving the mic closer to me, so I like that.
Huh. Sorry, folks. What are we here? August 28th. IC defeated Tag Team Carol. It was the day before SummerSlam.
Yeah, when they came out with the tag titles.
Because the Head Trigger is supposed to fight Bigelow and IRS.
Before SummerSlam, when they're not going to be in.
Was that who they defended? We're supposed to defend these? I thought it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was Yokozuna and Crush.
Nope, that was at the King of the Ring.
Okay.
Head Triggers against Yokozuna and Crush. And even I think that was the following year, 95, because I think 94 was Shawn Michaels against Crush for the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, you're right.
No, it couldn't have been because Diesel.
But that wasn't a
Diesel. No, it couldn't have been because Diesel and. Diesel and Brett, did they not fight? Was that?
That was 94.
Yeah, so Sean couldn't have fought Crush. That had to be 93 then.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Walter Payton.
In Razor's corner. To
this was the first ever event in the United Center.
Yes, with the Offset. Diesel, and he helps him win the belt.
Yeah. Yeah, his son was a big wrestling fan.
Or Offset Sean, actually. When the belt
Offset Sean, yeah, because he beat these, yes.
In Chicago, you know, I remember him fucking just looking at Sean outside the ring and making a step towards him and the place would erupt. And it was like...
Yeah, he's the most over guy in the building.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
Chicago legend, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How much are they given? When I say they, I mean a celebrity who's going to be a corner man or anything. As far as you can hit this guy or don't or threaten
them. Made one of the top 15 grossing events in U.S. wrestling at that point.
Well, yeah, because they had 23,000 people packed in there.
Yeah, well, it was a debut event in the United Center, too.
Exactly. So everything came together perfectly for them.
Just to make sure that there's no fucking confusion. You know, and when you're dealing with
outside, I stopped counting. We're well over 200 by now.
Oh, yeah.
Matches, whether they're in the match or on the floor or whatever, like, you want to keep things as basic, as simple as possible.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, Davey Boy comes back at the SummerSlam.
That's right, yeah. Oh, that was the awful match with...
What? No, this was the cage. The best cage match in wrestling history.
Oh, that's right. This was the great cage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the,
not the tag cage.
Right. Yeah.
How does anyone expect this is going to work out?
You know what they haven't gone through yet, and I don't know if it's happened yet, but I thought it happened in the summer, is they didn't talk about the Action Zone debut, did they not? Is that not 94?
I think so, but I do believe... I think that's close to summer, or to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Who knows, maybe they'll still get to it.
Yeah, maybe. It might have been in the fall, too.
Oh yeah, easily, yeah.
Undertaker beat The Undertaker.
Yes. And that was shit.
Yes, it was.
And they dropped the angle. That meant it was planned to keep going?
They were
going to
be tag partners.
In the future?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not a good idea.
No.
purposely took as much fucking time as he wanted, and too bad. That was the mentality. Brett told me that himself.
Beforehand, that we're going to stay out there. And
or, you know, yeah, and at Gord's, we're going to take how much time we fucking need. You know, because as far as he was concerned, it was a co-main event.
Well, he's so defending the belt, and it's going to be a better match.
Yeah, way better.
To work with, so how is that ever going to fucking work?
Was any of the flaw in the conceptual booking of this kind of thing?
Yeah, some of it. But it's kind of hard to put it all in that, considering, you know, you had the Brett Owen, you know, to the equation.
Right.
That happened a lot. Guys would, you know, go take time. Fuck the other guy.
Some of your friends.
Yeah, it doesn't happen so much now because they run such a tighter ship.
Well, I mean, that's true. We can't let that happen there. That's
no, he's too good at his job.
Yeah.
In a way.
No, I mean, I think he was just fucked up a lot.
Fucked up meaning injured or fucked up on...
Oh, there he is.
Other stuff.
Yeah. He's quoting.
Mind you, it's like, you know, you're the land of... people being fucked up, so...
the land of people being fucked up. I love it.
You know, coming to people, coming to the attention of the higher-ups.
Oh, so you got to up your game.
Right.
So much that, yeah. Now, if his Taker, this is his friend. Is he making the attempt to get him to stay or to be...
I don't think I'd like to...
In September, a weird thing started.
Syndication takes a hit.
Television started to take a different turn. NFL ends on Fox, so now Fox's weekend lineup is heavily ramped up, so it's going
right.
to naturally, I guess, attribute a little less time to wrestling. So now, when we lost the weekly squash card, where our superstars could shine, don't forget people to be there. What did we lose? From a business
thing. Honestly, not much, except for fucking syndicated, you know, TV money. Other than that, I don't. Like, they thought that they couldn't run a town unless they had syndicated TV in the market. Ended up being fucking wrong.
The traditional format of the syndicated card we had.
With all the squash matches?
Yeah.
It's done with. Pretty much. I mean, they try to hold on to it as much as possible, but.
Well, to some degree, they're right, some degree, he's wrong.
Yeah.
Because ratings went up and business went up with no squash matches, but it still hurts them to this day to some degree to get guys' finishers and stuff over.
Yeah, it's over
way too much when we have all of our stars on the shows.
Maybe not.
Nature of business now.
Yeah.
On September
1st. Obviously not, because you're giving it away, but people are still coming because the product's so fucking hot. At least we're not hot.
Yeah, the product's so hot, yeah.
Say, yeah, right now? Sure.
Yeah.
We'll be able to go over every week on squashes, but how we're going to build.
I never thought
to the pay per views now.
No.
I go over?
Boris Malenko passed away.
Oh, okay. September? Is he going to cry again?
He's crying. I hope not to laugh this time.
It was a Midwestern loop or something, but I had gotten word that he was, you know, really a touch and go, you know. And, so I called, and, you know. Yeah, that was the situation. I called the office. I said, I need to go home. I need to go. My teacher's dying, and I got to get home to see him before he dies. And J.J. Dillon told me he would meet just down the road. Like, they really fucking needed me to stay on the road. And after that, when I got home, I was supposed to go home and get right on a plane, and my wife told me it was gone. And I called JJ, and I said, you know what? Fuck this bullshit. It's just not fucking worth it.
So you weren't able to get home before?
No. No. I was like, fuck you. You know?
Did they let you go for the
plane? And then JJ told me, yeah, that's... And Randy and Savage were really good friends of me at the time. And he understood what I was going through. He came and he picked me up from the airport, you know. We went to the funeral together.
It's not a compliment.
Nope.
Beat this gentleman into submission, you know?
And this is nothing you could go around him and say this.
Oh, I did afterwards, but like I didn't realize that I killed him. You know, but, you know, I'm still barely, you know, to go around to battle with the fucking office, you know?
I've never been trained as a wrestler, so I want you to tell me what having a mentor like this means to you as a successful wrestler.
It's, you know, there's guys that are going to be, they're going to do well no matter what, because they just have, you know, but still, like, the training and the teaching the wisdom from a guy like that, I mean, you really learn how to wrestle. I mean, these aren't just fucking fake wrestling. Those pro wrestling is a legitimate fucking, you know, catch wrestling. Legitimate fucking, you know,
fucking
martial art, if you want to put it that way.
I do.
And he taught us how to really wrestle. And he also did his best to teach us the psychology as much as we could comprehend at the time. And I was around there for every day. I wasn't just around at school because I did all the flyers and shit on the computer. I made the tickets. You know, I was basically helped him promote the shows too. So.
I really don't want to laugh at the guy when he's talking about something this hard for him, but come on now.
And just going there with one guy after another, you know. And so I had an amazing amount of fucking.
Fucking.
In the ring, technically.
Fucking.
My technique was very sharp.
Fucking sharp.
To this day, it's pretty sharp. Like, and I attribute that to.
Fucking.
Did you see somebody that you would call for business advice after you were working?
Yeah.
In New York.
Sure.
Or what you hear? What do you think of this guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was like I remember calling him one time because, you know, he told me about Strongbow. Like Strongbow fucking Strongbow was like, you know, he had this fucking manner about him, you know. Trailer, what's my real name? He asked me one time. I said Joe Scarborough. He said, nope. I bet you can't. I was, I bet you can't find out either. So I went and asked Malenko, and he told me it's Luke. So I asked the TV, I said, hey Luke. Who told you that? And he told me. I mean, it's not that great story, but.
So where did Joe Scarpa come from? That's the name that everybody knows.
His actual real first name is Luke. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Well, that was a nice tribute to Larry.
Thank you for letting me talk about
that. No, I'm glad you did. Yes.
Wouldn't be here without him. Or Phyllis Lee.
Well, who else in wrestling would be sitting here saying this to me about Boris?
That, you know, that even,
yeah.
You know, these guys like Kane. I tell you who.
Kane? Was top by.
Ted Bumpson, he was the greatest interviewer ever.
Yeah, Kane. He's, I didn't know he was top by Boris.
Yeah,
I mean, I know he's old. I mean, this is a guy who died in 1994. So, I mean, and Kane started when? 91? 92?
Probably at 92.
So you'd have been among his last.
When did he become
Kane?
Bruiser Mesquite.
You just want to admit you're wrong on that one. Holy shit, that's a lot of wings. Not that I'm complaining.
There's a few.
She writes a letter that states that steroids.
Hey,
fuck off, Willie.
It was carried out a strict drug steroid testing and enforcement policy. In spite of this federal grand jury, the deficit counted back. Full session was provisioned. Judge Smith, by the counsel, still returned a not guilty verdict on the 6th. Linda's first, let me take Linda. Her role in the company at the time is
you can.
Very active.
These are good
with
fucking
the
wings. They're huge.
I know.
Office.
More or less just office. Yeah, and I believe she was the head of legal or something. Yeah,
that's the hot ones, right?
Yeah.
At that point, she was
No, not overly hot, actually.
No, it's good, though.
But, anyway.
Various attempts have been made to clean their image. That we've kind of gone through this through the years.
This is the most exciting part of the podcast, but you get to hear us eat.
Who eats on a podcast?
Never wash off, and maybe just because it's inherent in wrestling.
Yeah.
Is it a dirty business? Is it the bastard child of entertainment?
Producer's still working away hard.
True.
Yeah.
I hear we're close to getting Stephanie on.
Just always gonna be looked at as lowbrow by a certain, you know.
Do you
feel
that way about what you did?
Yeah, maybe.
Whether in the company of others or the wrestling group.
Yeah. It's once we started the NWO DX era, I wasn't fucking embarrassed anymore.
Oh no.
What was it? Just the level
we were
of popularity.
The coolest motherfuckers on television, that's what.
Fuck,
it was fucking greatest, man.
Yeah.
I understand both sides of that.
Yeah, he did go from NWO to DX, right?
DX, yeah.
It's like, what the fuck, you know?
I mean, just cool. To X Factor, so it just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And some people like to go, not guilty doesn't mean innocent.
To the band and TNA.
Yeah. When we're talking about somebody beforehand, they're innocent until proven guilty, right? So obviously...
The problem with that band wasn't it wasn't three men.
Yeah, it was, actually.
I know.
But my thing is...
Didn't have gender, that's what it was. That's what the problem was.
True.
Like, especially, I mean,
then again, Ginger makes all his shots.
It's true. But I also get Ginger and Bubba the Love Sponge mixed up.
Every
fucking one.
There's no way to clean up professional sports as far as performance.
Absolutely not.
When your pay is directly dependent on your performance
that's
as an athlete.
That's
right.
It's safe to say. And that's just, I'm sorry to those of you that, like, want to live in this fucking fantasy world. It's hard. Like, anytime there's money involved in sports, there's going to be cheating. And, I mean, that's just how the playing field. That's like when you're talking about Lance Armstrong. Yeah, he's a dick. That's why he went down. Because everybody's doing the same shit. You know? They're not as successful. And if it wasn't for the fact
that is part of it. Down, mm-hmm. You know, he's not 100% wrong there.
No.
Because he's doing too much for, you know, with the arm.
Strong.
Yeah, the strong foundation and all that.
Oh. Leave my water alone there, Diesel.
Yeah, I had the beads and the fucking the lava lava.
How are you guys not laughing throughout the entire match?
Because we're in there with our friends. Me and Junior and Vince, you know, Kevin and Scott or Sean.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying it must have been a very
it was great.
Comical night.
Yeah, but people didn't have that. They fucking bought it, man. Like I went to the Jimmy Snuka, they got it. Like,
right, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm but when I shot there, when I'm saying everybody, I mean the other guy, you must have
it was funny,
had
it, yeah, it was fun. And, you know,
what was it?
I don't know.
We could do that. Other guys could go out there and open the matches and they would be chastised for fucking off out there. So when we did it, it was different.
Did you
do
that?
No, I did that on my own. Nobody has to tell me shit.
Basically, a night where they dressed up like they're hippies instead of in their normal gear.
Ed Wood comes out, starring George Steele. The one starring with George Steele.
George Steele was great in that movie.
Mm-hmm. October 8th, Bundy comes back.
Why?
For that huge money feud with Diesel.
And, why don't things work out for him being a main eventer again in 1994? Is it just...
Well, and so is Diesel.
Yeah. He's already said that, too.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
It's a big flower mouth, bowling, Bowling alley motherfucker, you know, cracking jokes on everybody. I know he's funny, you know. You know, but like he was a mark.
But does he think he's gonna get a run?
Yeah. He didn't want to do the sharpshooter finish with Brett. I've never given up, and I don't really want to start now. I was like, well, fuck you then. Like, let's put somebody else in there. Give him that payoff. I remember he got fucking Visine in his water bottle that night.
Something like that.
No fucking clue. I don't even know about something like that.
Is this the reason why he's gone so quickly after Bob? That he's not getting along with everybody?
It's not that he's not getting along with us. It's not producing.
Well, he ends up with $1 million
corporation, yeah.
This is how much fucking respect he had at the point, right? He goes out, goes, yeah, yeah. He said, tells Brett back, and fucking Brett looks him the fuck off. Brett didn't even know what the fire deal was about, you know?
Wow.
That's great. 8 years later, right?
Charlie Min.
Remember Charlie Min?
I was just a head and gun.
I don't.
I don't know.
They want to get younger, though.
He was Asian.
Yeah, they were definitely looking for the Todd Patton deal type guy.
Talk about Dunn's role through the years in the company since you've been. These are kind of the top of the pecking order.
Fucking very top. Yeah.
It's noticeable in that.
Most of the talent don't even understand that because most talent aren't high enough to deal with it directly.
He was high.
Oh, okay, well, there's a good point. Yeah. What is he doing? What
is he making us fucking look like fucking stars up there?
By
the best. He's the best fucking.
Are the angles that are to be shot his idea?
I think so.
It's one thing that they always do better in TNA, right?
Oh,
always do better than WCW.
Well, a lot of those artists too, saying, hey, this, you know, this is what we're doing, and, you know, just to smarten them up. So they
go to a cameraman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not perfect, but
it's going to be gone soon.
Fuck a move up, like Scott, fuck a move up, or somebody fuck up. Because you're working with John guys every night, right? So, you know, chances aren't going to get a shitty one.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, it will.
And, you know, Scott, if the guy would fuck up, Scott would just look at the camera and go, take two. Just fucking do the exact same thing again.
So they can really edit it.
Yep, give them an editing point.
Wow. What about the vignettes? Kevin Dunn also?
Hard to say.
Well, I mean, the creative would be whoever was booking or writing, but is he in there involved?
He's not hands-on producing it. Like,
he's in the truck.
In the truck, yeah.
He's a mother trucker.
He's a mother trucker?
Jacques Rougeau.
Was his father a trucker?
Jacques Rougeau pinned Carl Ouellette.
Talk about Jacques. He got along with
him. Yeah, got along with him.
And Jacques' retirement match.
Right.
Really?
Why? Was he a problem or was he sometimes?
A little of both. A little of both. Like, you know, at that point in his career, he wasn't going to go out there and kill himself. That's what he had Carl for. You know, so they shared an unequal burden as far as the workload they carried in the ring.
It's true.
You know, which is fine. That's what the young guy's for. but, you know.
I thought Carl Ouellette was already old by the time he got there, but.
No, he was super young.
It's
was
just
he?
Like,
yeah.
Whenever we'd be in Canada, the motherfucker would throw wings and be able to fucking do drop kicks off the top, launches to the fucking floor, and get back to the snakes that fucking feed me over the floor.
Fucking.
Give up that jumping lands beside you.
Another French Canadian click. Also.
Sure, I would try to be.
Both Pat and them kind of look after each other.
Try to.
Wow. Pin Canyon.
1-2-3 Kid in Canyon. Interesting.
In 1994.
Yeah.
Was he talented?
Nothing. I mean, because everybody, when somebody dies, they want to fucking hold him and high reference him. He was a great guy. But he was just a move guy. He didn't have, like, and I guess, you know, here's the thing. A person a lot of times doesn't realize they don't know
point.
No, until you fucking finally figure it out. And then you go, oh my god, boy, does that ever, was that ever fucking clueless at that point, you know? So,
personality wasn't there. Couldn't talk into the building.
And it wasn't gonna really get a fair look.
You knew that from the beginning.
It wasn't his place. He was brought in to do a job, not fucking get shot at.
Different things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. Action Zone debut.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who's your joy working with most?
Scott.
Because
he was the best.
Better than Sean?
That being the foundation of a match. Sean got as good as he is by working with Scott. Everybody got as good as they were by working with Scott. Me, Hunter, Sean, fucking Jeff Jarrett, anybody that ever worked with Scott was better on the fucking other end than I started.
Shane Douglas.
Yeah.
You can't. It's fucking unobtainium.
Is he
Hector Garza?
Is he calling matches too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, directing traffic.
Yeah. When the four of you are out there like that, is there any? Kevin talked about his big match with Sean on pay per view, where he knew that Sean was going to try and blow him up real quick and try and get the friendly competition, sure, not to shit on each other. So when you guys do get together, are you expecting a little bit of that stuff? Like, what's he going to try? No.
Maybe they were thinking that, but I wasn't.
Right.
Okay, again, naive.
No. Fucking, pass me the ball.
Remember why she's like, that was an altercation.
Gangrel marries Luna. Gangrel's not there yet, though.
Nope.
They're not gay, right?
Right.
Where are you going to go with that?
Just what happened.
I don't even call it separate. You know, those are hard. She has so many conditions and mental conditions. Like, you name it, like, and she probably had it, you know. Disassociative identity disorder, bipolar. She was on some heavy antipsychotic meds. Bro, I remember Kev took one of her fucking and he was fucking passed out, man, like right up against this speaker in this club, and was fucking, you could see the bass hitting, right? And he's fucking in Israel. And that was like just one of these little pills she had. I didn't do shit to her, but knock everybody else in their ass.
November 7th. Vince announces Randy Savage is gone.
It's reported that a lot of the wrestlers and personnel are shocked legitimately that this has happened. Tell me about the circumstances there when Randy goes.
I only remember just being like, you know, wow, you know. Prior to that,
I blame Art Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically let known by Vince prior to that this is our big roof. Hogan left and this guy over here, fuck all these guys. Watch is my fucking big roof. You know, and he was the commentator. He was great. I thought he was great.
He was Stephanie's bat.
Mm-hmm.
I remember taking a piss that day. Me and Artie and fucking Vince all taking a piss at the same time. You know, Vince and I like throwing bathroom humor at each other, and fucking Artie comes in and makes a comment about Randy, and fucking Vince's face just turned like almost he blew into tears. He wanted to fucking, if it wouldn't have been anybody but Artie, like, probably would have gotten fucking punched in the face and fought or fired.
Is it known at this time that he's going to go to WCW?
Yeah.
Interesting, actually.
There's no reason to leave.
Get
out of business for a while.
Yeah, but if you know Randy and how he was taught by his father, you never pass up a fucking paycheck.
What precipitated?
Why is she calling again?
Was him wanting a match, and Vince, I guess, I don't know, say it's Vince, said, someone said, we're going young. And that's.
What did Vince call Randy again? Or not Vince, I mean Iron Sheik?
I'm done. And then it was kind of like, and I'll show them.
Jabroni?
So was some of this
no. This did start with a J.
Was it Jew?
Yeah. This almost presents a story, you know.
He was my thought, but Elizabeth!
You know, nobody's ever said, oh, fucking Randy, can't believe the word he says. Never heard that one, huh? So, and plus, some of that shit's up there, you know?
It's not a wing fan.
On a weather tester.
I didn't fucking really put, but you watched, you know,
oh, yeah.
I think you saw the thing about me talking about him sucking his own dick. Because that, like, when I saw him later that night, he kept talking about that for some reason.
Talked about it with us as well.
He didn't mind it.
No, he wouldn't mind it. I asked him about his sexuality, and his quote was, the only penis I've had in my mouth is my own. November 23rd. It doesn't use toilet paper, also.
Those
are good. I like those. You never sell up his ass. Yeah, I do. Actually, matter of fact. You get them from
Walmart, or let's go to Walmart. Yeah. Diesel as a baby face. Is this something Kevin Murphy wanted? Sure. That wasn't something thought about, but like that's I didn't do it from.
Did you hear that? You're a baby face.
From Royal Rumble?
But again, letting the fans choose if they're cheering too much for a deal.
No, just him personally is, you know, opinion, I guess. I mean, it wasn't some. It was, he got the Gaga eyes for Kevin.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter. It didn't matter what the fans thought at that point.
Or ran it down their throat, kind of.
Yeah. He was that guy then. I remember fucking Vince bringing him out, like, to some. You know, black tie gimmick. He's got Kevin dressed up in this silver fucking shirtless tux. Looked like a fucking jabroni out of a circus. I remember he fucking felt like such a fool.
The Survivor Series match, when there's eight of you, how much is decided beforehand of how each ball has to be? I mean, you guys have to keep track of how seven people are going to.
Yeah, but a lot of guys like
that. That's exactly what those are.
Under touchy touchy.
No, I think it's yours.
Fucking, you know, yeah. Down. That's the kind of shit that, like, irked me a little bit. That's, like, that's still, that's macho.
Well,
it's an exception to the rule. Otherwise, yeah. I mean, Dallas Page brings you your match, and I'm fucking printed out on a piece of paper, and you fucking, you know, rip them to shreds over it. But
are you expected to do that in a pay-per-view match like this, where there's going to be eight of you, and there's going to be a fair amount of traffic?
I don't think you're expected or not expected. I don't think.
We got to be at 400 at bumps by now. He's still picking it up.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Like Nash.
Steam and steam, yeah.
Really?
Honestly.
So you're kind of left to your own devices.
If you want to be as.
How are we doing on downloads today?
Or you can follow the advice of the guy that fucking was known as.
Well, can't you just look on this?
Or fucking so-and-so's tag team partner.
Well, I could.
Okay.
So I could just do that, too.
Agent-wise, Jetland, Pat, Chief, otherwise, fucking, you know.
Well, those would be the guys that would have been doing it at this time.
Yeah,
okay. Lots of embeds. Not so much on the visits, so the downloads, but lots of embeds.
Yeah.
Okay, so within the ages, there was a hierarchy of.
Especially if.
Considering the show's, like, super old.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
You're going to hear a silly decision on WWE's part. Vince McMahon grew up in the business, okay, exposed to it from very young. Why would you hire an agent that can't put together a finish?
He doesn't know that. If You don't know until you know.
But he wouldn't know that Sarge can't.
No, how the fuck would he? He's not a wrestler.
The other guys.
Yeah, but they don't know either.
They don't know.
This fucking guy's just walked out.
They don't know.
I'm sorry, man.
No, they don't know.
Someone, you know.
Well, why is Macho?
Well, I'm not sorry. I'm
being agent. Why is Tony Gurria an agent? Why is Tony Gurria an agent?
Being
honest. Like, what do you need in an agent?
Loyal. Loyal.
I can't. How old is Tony Gurria? I can't believe he's still there.
Right.
Yeah, I know, right?
He's just the guys that were still around, and you don't want to get rid of them, you don't want to fucking fire them, so you find a spot for them.
Diesel submits to Bret Hart.
Does Kevin know how far this is going to go?
Wins the belt after Bret loses
after
it to back.
Bret loses the back. Yeah. In 8 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was open-ended because they were open to be the, Lance Hogan or Warrior. Which he wasn't, he was the original Kevin Nash, which is fucking pretty cool too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't get it in the next whatever. That's a kiss of death. Anytime somebody's like the new so and so, they're fucking dead in the water. The new Midnight Express, shit like that. Oh, I'm fucking so dead in the water.
Why in 8 seconds?
Because
the match would have been fucking rotten otherwise.
No
other way to do it.
That's how Bruno won it.
Yeah.
And Bob would agree to an 8 second match. Again, Bob just seems to be a guy that might be resistant.
And he sold that fucking thing underneath. To this, he's still selling it.
Yeah.
He's still selling Cass Finish from the fucking Night of the Garden.
Yeah. Actually, that's true.
He's a professional.
He put me over.
Well, he's actually insane.
That's all the match that I have with him. Yeah. Fucking, that's what kind of guy Bob is, right? Like, he's like, all these matches.
Yeah, fucking, that's right. Fucking know that? Fucking kind of guy he is.
Listen to that, and it's very nice.
Fucking, it's like having Mikey Ripper call.
Yeah, fuck.
Fuck.
I don't know, and that you look up to. And you just go, somebody's just playing lip service, but we're in the garden, and he goes up and dance, and he goes, I want to put the kid over tonight.
Wow, on his own.
Yeah. In the garden. With the rolling roller, O'Connor roll.
O'Connor roll.
Henry O. Godwin. December 17th. We're almost over.
What's in the bucket?
Oh, depends on fucking night, dude. It depends on who's getting it.
Do you have any say on what's in the bucket ever?
Sure. You have to say on what I thought it was in there.
What's supposed to be in the bucket?
Well, just oatmeal and different
lettuce. Yeah, it doesn't look like oatmeal and shit, but
it was basically what slot they would give to pigs.
Right.
Because, Mark was a pig farmer at one time.
Now, someone's in the ring.
And they leave the fucking bucket there, and don't anybody put anything in this bucket.
Right.
So
he was a willing,
sure.
What's the word I'm looking for? Participant.
Yeah, but with plausible deniability.
Correct. Very, very correct.
And he is looking much better, actually. He's not shaking. He still managed to hold it together the whole time.
Honestly, I know one time that he wore...
He's a little out of it, but, like, you can see he's had some hard living, but he's not...
Yeah, he's not off,
contribute to the slot bucket.
And did.
I have no idea what, I could take you use your fucking imagination. I didn't add to the recipe that
night. You didn't do that.
Hakushi defeats Gary Kishimoto. Hakushi and Kid, I seem to remember having a really good match.
Yes, at SummerSlam.
What are they?
It was SummerSlam?
Yeah.
95?
Yeah, it was SummerSlam 95.
Okay.
Real words, letters?
I imagine.
How long? I mean, this has got to be an hour.
Yeah, it's very painstaking.
Every night?
No. Spot how shows you were.
Oh, okay.
Big Madison Square Garden, Anaheim. Right. Yeah, but if you were fucking, Dayton, Ohio, and you were getting fucking smudgy, fucking picture. You got me to the ring by fucking Akio Sato.
Did you do anything to contribute to his getting the job there?
I had his fucking match in Japan.
That's what I was going to say. Right.
Give him the fucking, fuck it.
By the time Japan tour was over, Brett was wanting to work with him. Taker already had a match with him. Came out with fucking Taker's head on a stick to the ring and got a hell of a reaction. Taker gave him some good offense.
Somebody should do that again. Not with Taker necessarily, but somebody. The right guy. That's a good idea. WWE Raw.
December 22nd.
That was a bad game. Bad video game.
Is that the one with Doink where you could, like, you've got the big sledgehammer bonker thing and, like...
No, I don't think so.
You offended by this?
Was it?
No, because this it was on Super Nintendo. That one was on PlayStation.
Right.
That was in your house.
Yes.
Talk about the money associated.
Joe Gagne's videos on the video games, the wrestling video games that he does on YouTube.
Yeah.
Those are good. I like those.
Yeah.
Is there a big extra check for you guys for this? If you appear in a video
game? Yeah, but...
Probably less than now.
I don't remember any huge video game money coming until I got to WCW and got like a $50,000 quarterly check or something.
Not bad.
Yeah.
My first run in WWF was not stellar marketing wise. You know, at first.
Yeah.
I think you were in it though. Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I was in the game, but like I didn't have great swag. I didn't have good t-shirts or, you know,
right. My
merchandise.
Gerald Briscoe is named supervisor of the road agents.
He's on an interview with Meltzer here now.
Les Thatcher.
Oh, Les Thatcher.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to listen to him. Maybe.
Sarge, Gurria, Animal,
no.
Or on that other side?
In the middle. Kind of. More on the other side.
That guy you got along with?
Great, yeah.
The term stoopage.
It's the worst fucking name you could be called inside the industry.
But are they supposed to be one of the boys at this point?
No, but that was on air. Like, nobody was going around like, fucking stooge. Nothing like that.
That was never an
industry
term.
No, it was more like the fucking three. Yeah, but they were using it. Like, you know, Pat and Jerry, the Stooges.
Yeah.
More like the three Stooges.
Just as a character.
Yeah, because, I mean, honestly, outside the industry, people don't know Stooge means tell it on somebody.
Within the business, I mean.
Do we only know because we're surf mode? I think that people know that.
I would think people know that.
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah, it's hard to have your foot on
both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you told this expressly by Vince or an agent?
In a group setting.
That you can't even talk to anybody in WCW.
Yeah.
If anybody, if I'm talking with the other side, you're not.
I don't recollect those words being used because that would have been, he would have opened himself up for litigation.
Having said this,
not that he was really too worried about it.
Were people still talking to people on the other side?
I don't know. I wasn't.
No.
No.
Nobody maintained a relationship with, like, Macho, and we're like, well, how are things over there?
If they did, they kept it on the down low.
Really?
Yeah. Like I said, with what lands on Heenan, you know, I just remember Lanza being, like, kind of heartbroken, you know?
About the Bobby Heenan situation.
Yeah.
Tammy Sitch made her debut on Christmas.
What would Goldust call her?
Yeah. What X-Pac called the NFL woman there.
Yeah.
Is this evident up front, or is this a gradual occurrence?
Gradual, I think. Because, I mean, coming in the door, I think most of the guys were just worried about getting in their pants.
At least he's honest.
Sense of entitlement there on her part?
I don't know about that. Maybe just taking advantage of what of the situation. Opportunist.
Take advantage of the situation in that. Well, was she getting special treatment?
Maybe.
From the company?
I don't know. Maybe from
talking about that. I know she got a first class ticket to nobody else's at one point.
I don't recollect that.
Anyone closer to her here that might confirm that? Should be given.
Well, I was there.
No, okay.
That's bullshit, but he just won't say it.
Creative production.
Yeah.
Sometimes he just won't say it.
So you guys weren't seeing any of that?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
No,
I guarantee you she wasn't being flown first class around with the other crew, because that would have, you would have fucking had a fucking mutiny on the bounty.
I think what she said was that she would be up there and then she would choose who she would want to
take her seat up front.
Yeah, bring up to.
Which was very smart on her part. Probably suggested to her by one of the other boys. That didn't just go with her. When I first got there, and I was. Tubbs got on the plane and saw me sit in first class for one reason or another. It was, you know, I'm going to go get Fuji or somebody and switch seats with them.
Smart business, huh?
Yeah, it's the right thing to do, too.
Debut of comma. Debut vignette.
Talk about the company's view of UFC at this time. Is it even on the radar?
No.
So certainly
yeah, not. Sort of. And because, you know, only because really, like UFC, if you think about it, like, interact from wrestling, come on.
Sure.
No. Well, sort of. Because of Japan, it evolved from there. Yeah, so.
There are a lot of the submissions they use.
But it's more like. It's more like wrestling derived from mixed martial arts and legit wrestling, which evolved into pro wrestling, fake wrestling, which evolved back into, you know.
Yeah. You know, I didn't like the gimmick. I liked the Papa Shango gimmick way better.
I think he did too.
Yeah. But, you know, he's trying something.
I like the Godfather gimmick.
No, well, the Godfather gimmick, obviously. I prefer Kama to Papa Shango.
You know?
Papa Shango would have been great in 1987.
Yeah.
But by the time they're doing it.
92, yeah.
Yeah. Then Kama is a better gimmick.
They're stripping down business.
But in 1987, like an overall gimmick, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Papa Shango. In that era.
It's coming across almost like a minor league look on
TV.
Raw on.
Yeah. From fucking Liberty, New York. fucking time it was.
Fucking.
In a fucking basketball hoops.
Yeah.
I never want to see fucking lowered basketball hoops on a fucking wrestling TV show.
Don't watch ROH.
Fucking raise the basketball. Turn the fucking clock up.
What else is happening as far as scaling down, like his catering?
Yeah, obviously you know, she wouldn't be asking. Yeah, catering.
You just say.
I know.
People don't get paid to listen to me.
Yeah, right. Sorry. I thought we were just having a regular conversation.
Sometimes it feels like.
If we guys being filmed.
Kind of like TNA's when MMA first started.
Sandwiches.
Yeah.
Got some cold cuts.
Yeah, which honestly, like, that was the last, that was the least of my concerns, you know, at that point. Yeah, fine. If you got to cut catering or whatever, I'll bring my own fucking food.
Are you being asked to do more for less?
Ryback won't.
No. Yeah.
Is it an angry locker room at the end of 1994?
If it wasn't angry, it was disgruntled for sure, totally.
Well, I thank you for putting some of those.
Vince didn't have a clue then. No.
Rumors, either confirming or putting them to rest for us about 2004. Thank you for coming clean about the slop bucket, for God's sakes.
I want to, like, I like that I'm fucking not giving you enough here.
You're giving me 2 hours and 45 minutes? 41 minutes?
Oh, wow.
So thank you for your
time. Always a pleasure.
Back in time. Thank you.
That's one of the reasons I still do these with you, because I fucking really enjoy it.
Oh, wow. He fucking really does.
Fuckity fuck, fucking fuckity fuck. Alright. Well, that's gonna do it.
That'll do it. I don't know what we contributed, but that was fun.
That was fun.
So this will go up either as a one-part or a two-part. I don't know yet.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see.
Two-part. But anyway, in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling.
Good night, folks.
Oh, Stitcher, iTunes, Addy at WeTalkWrestling.com.
Yeah.
At WeTalkWrestling Twitter.
Yeah.
OUT.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Boobs.